the name, right? Right? That's earlier on in the morning. And we'll ask ourselves a question. Why is he bearing the name Jesus? Why Jesus? Hallelujah. We'll ask ourselves that question. Why Jesus? Matthew chapter 1. Look at what the angel said when he visited Mary. Matthew 1. Are you in Matthew 1? Let's see this quickly. Matthew 1. It says here. Verses 21. It says, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Isn't that? He shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, take note. We said, that name Jesus, he was not the only one bearing Jesus in his time. Jesus was a known name in their world. Hallelujah. Was a known name in their world. So therefore, we said, the name in their world, the language connotation of that name Jesus, will imply what? It deals with a purpose. Did we say that? A purpose, a function. Hallelujah. So, if you miss the function of the name, we said, you therefore have missed what the name is about. Hallelujah. What is the purpose? So in Exodus 3, they asked a question. Moses asked a question. Who will I tell them? He said, when I come to meet them, the God of their father, they will say, what is his name? You know, when you hear God of your father, they already know he's El Shaddai. But they ask, what is his name? His name will be, what is his function? Hallelujah. What does he want to do? Hallelujah. We know he's the God of our fathers. What does he want to do? What is his function? He says, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, his name, his function. And then we said, when Moses said, do not call his name in vain. He said, it implies, don't call his name without a purpose, without a function. Hallelujah. Let's look at that name Jesus. Now that name Jesus is from the Hebrew word where you have the Hebrew word Joshua. So Joshua and Jesus are the same. Hallelujah. For yet Joshua. Who is Joshua here? Is there any Joshua here? Hallelujah. Joshua means Jesus. That's why you have the word Yahushua or Yeshua in the Hebrew. Yeshua, Yehoshua. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. And the meaning of Jesus, it means Yahweh saves. Is the word Yahweh Yasha. Yasha means salvation. Yasha means save. So Yahweh saves. God is the Savior. That's what it means. Hallelujah. So it speaks of what God will do. What God does. Hallelujah. So he bears that name Joshua. So he bears the name of Joshua. Remember, Joshua is the one that leads the children, that led the children of Israel into the land. Watch it. So the parents gave him that name. Joshua bore that name there when they know, or they remember, they were going into the land. Hallelujah. And I told you, people in their world, names are given based on what God's plan in the earth. Did I say that to you? Amen. So the parents knowing God's plan to be, God is taking them into the land. Did you see that? Right? God is going to save them, deliver them from Egypt and take them into the land. Name their son Joshua. God saved. Hallelujah. And that was the guy that who God now used to bring them into the land. So Joshua in Exodus, Joshua in Deuteronomy, into the book of Joshua, was a shadow. What he did to bring the children of Israel into the land of Canaan was a shadow of what the real Joshua, who is Jesus, will do. Hallelujah. Amen. So, can we say Joshua in the Old Testament book bore the name of God? Right? Bore the name of God. He bore the name of God to say this is what God will do. He will lead the children of Israel out of Egypt into where? The promised land. Do we see that? Can you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Joshua was the one that led them into the land. Into the land. What is the land? So, what is Joshua? Joshua is the one to lead into the land. What is? Joshua is the one that leads into the land. The one that led them into the land. And that Joshua will be a shadow. I thought of that when we looked at tongues yesterday, today and forever. I taught you that. Hallelujah. Tongues yesterday, today and forever. We saw it that Joshua. So when Jesus came and he went back to the Jordan, you know, John the Baptist took them again to Jordan to baptize them. Now we say Jordan means a new beginning, right? So when you have Jordan in scriptures, you have Jordan in the book of Joshua. When Joshua was getting to the land, they had to cross the Jordan. So the crossing the Jordan will mean a new beginning in the land. So Jesus goes to meet John in Jordan. And what does he do? He's baptized of John. Hallelujah. He's baptized of John. So baptize means as he gets into the water. Water is used for a new beginning. He comes out of the water. Hallelujah. A new beginning. There's going to be a new beginning again. Hallelujah. Amen. Naaman came to the prophet Elisha. He had leprosy. He came to meet Elisha. Elisha said, go to where? Jordan. Did you see that? He asked him to go to Jordan. Why Jordan? Elisha is saying to Naaman, your issue is not sickness. It's not leprosy. Amen. The real issue is that you need a new beginning. So he sent him back to Jordan. He goes to Jordan to wash 7 times. 7 times also was to signify a new beginning. 7 is the new beginning. So he goes, he was 7. Or the 7th time he became new. Hallelujah. A new start. Glory to God. How are you following me? A new start. A new beginning. So what man is in need of is not the healing, but what? A new beginning. Did you see that? A new beginning. So in the new beginning, will you have the healing? Yes. Just like Naaman. Naaman was healed. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Naaman was healed. So, Joshua brought them into the land. So, we began looking at the word land, that when God spoke about the land, El Shaddai, right? Shaddai, to Abraham, he's telling Abraham he is the Shaddai. Did you see that? Now that word, Shaddai, and God saying he is the land. That land is consistent through scriptures. That God is the land. Not just one place. Hope you're hearing me. So that means the Canaan they went to was a shadow. Because when they were in Canaan, when they got to Canaan, they were still looking for the land flowing with milk and honey. And yet, there was still that remembrance that they are not yet in the land. Amen. There was still the promise of a land, even when they got to Canaan. Maybe you see that Canaan was not that land. Or was a shadow of that land. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Canaan was in the land. But was a shadow of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Exodus 6. Let's see a few consistencies. Exodus 6. Verse 6, it says, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I'll bring you out from under the bondage of the Egyptians, and I'll rid you of their bondage. I'll redeem you than I'll stretch hand, and with great judgment. Now, what is he going to do? If he takes them out, where is he taking them to? A land, right? Let's look at verse 7. Let's see what the land is. It says, and I will take you to me for a people. You see that? And I'll be to you a God, and ye shall be, and ye shall know I am the Lord your God. I bring it out of the bodies of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. And I'll take you to the land. So what does he call the land? In verse 8 he said, I'll take you to the land. Now what does he call the land? He said, I'll bring you to me. You see that? You see that? So what was their destination? Where was their destination? A physical land or to God? So supposed to be to God. Hope you are saying it. So the physical land was a shadow of what God is doing. God also brings them to himself. Hope you are following me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Consistent all through scriptures. Look at this detail.
Ezekiel 26. Ezekiel 36 rather. That is 24. It says, "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and bring you to your own land." Do you see that? Land. Do you see that? Now let's see how he explains the land. He said, "Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit." Hallelujah. Okay, let's continue. It says, "A new heart will I give you, a new spirit." Watch it. "A new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh." Watch it and watch it grow. Amen. 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 So it says to them, "I will take you and I will take you to your land." And what does he explain the land to be? "A new spirit will I put within you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. "A new spirit I put within you. I'll cause the world." Then I said, "That is, ye shall dwell in the land that I shall give to, that I gave to your father. And ye shall be my people and I'll be your God." So what does he explain the land to be? His spirit. Can you see? He explained the land to be what? His spirit. So the spirit of God is the land. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Is it consistent? Very consistent. The land is God. The land is His spirit. Look at Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Are you in Hebrews 12? Verses 22. It says, "But you have come." Watch it. "You have come unto Mount Zion." Watch it. Amen. Amen. That's the destination. Say, "You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God." You see that? The city of the living God. Say, "The heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which is written in heaven, and to God." You have come to God. You see that? Amen. So the destination is not a land in Asia. It's not a land somewhere. It's not an empty land somewhere. The destination is to God. What are you following? The destination is to who? To God. That's the destination. So the land, where he mentions, where he speaks of land to Abraham, the land I will show you, the land is God himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, so Joshua brought them into the land as a figure. Hallelujah. As a figure, right? Then who is now the real Joshua? Who is the real Joshua? Jesus, right? Jesus is the new Joshua. Is he the new Joshua? Is he the new Joshua? Jesus means Joshua. Now Jesus is the new Joshua, right? To bring us to the land. Now not the figurative land as in Canaan, but the land as to God. Hallelujah. Who are following me? To God. To God. To the Spirit of God. The one that Jesus is saying. He says, "I am the way, the truth and the life. He said, no man gets to the Father except by me." Hallelujah. So once a man is born again, the Father and the Son lives in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will come to the Father in the Son. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So to be born again is to come into the land. Is to have the Spirit of God indwelling you. Hope you're with me. Amen. Is to have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Hope you're following me. Amen. Amen. So we have come into his land. We have come to the new land. Or we have come to the promised land. What is the promised land? Asia or the Spirit? Asia or the Spirit? So we have come to the Spirit. we are in Christ. And he's in us. Hallelujah. 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 Say he's in me. I'm in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when the angel appeared, he said, his name shall be called Jesus. He now gave the function. He said, he would save. You see that? Yahweh Yasha. He would save his people. He will save. So that name gives him a function. He will save. So what is the function of his name? He will save. Hallelujah. He will save. Glory to God. What earlier we said he is the Christos. He died, right? Ought not the Christ to suffer this thing. He died like every other prophet and to enter into his glory, to sit in his throne. Where is his throne? In our heart. He's dwelling with us and we are in him. Hallelujah. In us, we are in him. He is with us, amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have come to Zion. So we've come to Zion. We've come to Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark that somewhere. We are going to see that. We have come to Zion. Hallelujah. And in Zion we have innumerable company of angels. We have supernatural beings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Zion we have supernatural beings. We've come to Zion. Tell somebody we've come to Zion. You know, when someone gets born again, you can say, welcome to Zion. Amen! We are in Zion. In Zion. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's read that. So what is the function of his name? Hallelujah. So when I say Jesus, remember I told you, the power in his name is not in the pronunciation. It's not in the pronunciation. How are you pronouncing it? You, amen, Yeshua, Yashu, Yashu, amen. But his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, when I say Jesus, I'm speaking about his function. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when I say Jesus, that name is effective because I know the function of the name. I know the function of the name. Remember I told you, in your world, names is also used for authority. I know the function, I know the authority of the name. Hallelujah. Names are used for authority. I know the authority of the name. I know the function of the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's in his glory. He's the king. So as a king, since the name, since he's in his glory, he's the king, then there is the function of the name. What is the function of his name? Hallelujah. What has he done? He has delivered us. Hallelujah. He has delivered us. He has saved us. And he's saving men through us in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what's the function? He's a deliverer. He's light out of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He rescues men. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, what is the authority of the name? In that Matthew chapter 16. Found it by him. Matthew 16 quickly. I think it's just very short. Matthew 16. Amen. Are you there? Matthew 16. You know what Jesus said? He said, when Simon answered, thou art the Christ. Look at what Simeon said. He said, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood are not revealed to thee, but my Father which is in heaven, right? But I said to thee, thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Look at what now says in verse 19. Remember, as the Christ, he will be found in his glory. Right? Right? He will be found where? In his glory, which is in the believer, in his church. Hallelujah. A man who done all this study before now, in his church, in his believer, he has said, I will give to thee, we will explore this also tomorrow morning, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. When you use the word keys there, it's used for authority. Hallelujah. Authority. The keys. For authority. We'll see that tomorrow morning. It's for authority. In Matthew 28, verses 18, look at what he says to them. He says, I came that all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Isn't that? All authority, all power has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Hallelujah. It's in his name. It's in his name. It's in his function. Authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? You have the authority to get men out of the kingdom of darkness. Right? I will have the authority to get men out of the kingdom of darkness. Right? Right? You also have that same authority. You know, that authority that gets men out of the kingdom of darkness, that same authority over the works of the devil. That same authority over the works of the devil. Because darkness is the work of the devil. You see that? Amen? So I will have the authority to get men out of the kingdom of darkness by the preaching of the gospel. Right? Well, you know, when we preach the gospel, men come out of darkness to light. Hallelujah. The same way to that same authority we have to get men through the preaching of the gospel, we have the same authority to stop the works of darkness wherever we are. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. In Luke 10. In Luke 10, he sent them out. When they came out, they were rejoicing. That Master, he gave them power. I send them away. And they came out rejoicing. Master, demons are subject to us. Ah! And Jesus says, I give the power. I give the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions. And over all the works of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt. Hallelujah. He's in the name. When we got born again, we were born into his name. He said, we are delivered from darkness. Amen. We are delivered from darkness to the kingdom of his Son. Colossians 1:13, to the kingdom of his Son. His name, you've been born into his name. Hallelujah. So, as a believer, what you have as your right and privilege is the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, I have the name of Jesus. Amen. No one has another authority has been given to me, everybody, and let's go therefore. He has given us his name. He has given us his authority. Hallelujah. The believer, once you're born again, you have the authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Several times we believe too many lies. They told us that Satan is too powerful. No! Hallelujah. There's a power bigger than that of the devil. And it's in the believer. We have it. We are not looking for it. We have it now! Hallelujah! We have it now, not tomorrow, now! Hallelujah! Never allow darkness to stay 1 minute where you are. Never allow it to stay. Hallelujah. You see a sick person, you lay your head. Hallelujah. You will stop the works of darkness. You have that ability. You have that authority to stop it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had a story one time. Not a believer. I had a story one time. That around the Kuru, I don't know where that was. But that people were walking and somebody was sick. This was years back, and somebody was using snake to do magic. So the snake would be eating something, gari, and people that were standing by, their stomach would be filled up. Ah. No, that was another one. The snake, the guy would tell the snake, enter. The snake would, he would be giving direction to the snake. The snake was doing a lot of things. And the child of God was walking by. I heard the story. And the child of God was walking by, and then he saw that drama happen. People were, you know, people can gather for nonsense. The monkey was talking, and people were watching. No one understood. You know that you, and the child of God was going by this brother, and then he saw what was happening. He knew that was wrong. God was not giving order, and he was, the guy was taking people's money. And the guy had told the snake, enter. And the snake entered. When they say, come out, the guy just stood. If you come out, the guy was like, come out. He said, if you come out. And the guy was shocked. Who is this guy? I have it. So, the guy started saying, please let me come. I said, if he comes out, he will bite you. The guy packed the money he had made and went. Hallelujah. There's fire in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you see the works of the devil, you can't stop it. You get to a place, you see that people are just blind. Just when you see several blind people, that's the work of the devil. You can stop it. Hallelujah. You can. The believers have power in the name of Jesus. We have power. Some people think the power is just in nothing. We don't carry that. We don't fight the devil. No. We exercise authority over the devil. And it's boss. Come here, enemy. Come here, enemy. Stop being afraid. Look at me now. You are scared. Don't know who you are scared. Fire God. That's a child. You see, cats are shedding blood of Jesus. What's the problem? Hallelujah. Glory to God. They told us too many stories about the works of the devil and let us truth about the power of God. Brothers and sisters, we have authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to show something else, but I want to let you know. We have authority in the name of Jesus. We have authority in the name of Jesus. We have power. Hallelujah. 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 Who said you can't walk into the hospital and you see sick people and you are laying hands on them? Who said you can't do it? No, someone once that saw the way I was laying hands on sick people. Now called me and said, be careful how you are laying hands. I said, why? He said, don't you know when you lay hands on someone, all the sickness will transfer to you? I said, never again in my life. Never again in my life. I went into the hospital. I became more radical. I said, let me see that sickness. How? How? Sickness will transfer to me except that I'm carrying a body. Hallelujah. One day like that, I went to the hospital and I laid hands on someone that, I'm not telling you this, someone that had some rupture in his leg. I used my two hands and laid it. The mucus, everything I held it. I said in the name of Jesus, God. And after that person, I laid hands on some other people in the hospital and I got home. I forgot. That was a bad habit. I was very wrong. I was hungry. I just bounced on my garage with the same hand and I swallowed it. I was swallowing. I just remembered. Satan just broke that top. Ah! And I swallowed camera. I was just like, God. And then the word dropped. As a believer, you don't catch the flu. You kill it. Hallelujah. You killed it. Hallelujah. That word came to my heart. I said, I killed it. I didn't carry it. I continued it. You know, no matter what, to say, go quickly wash your hands. I continue to say, hallelujah. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So stop being afraid. So when you think you are crying. Cry. No, I will lay my hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus said in Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. Glory to God. He says, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name. In my name. They will cast out devils. Devils. They're telling you, come and cast out devils. They say, no. Not today. A believer that is waking up from sleep will cast out the devil. What are you hearing me? You don't need any, you are not a generator that needs to be started. So warm. You are waiting on your head. Come on, cast out the devil. No, let me pray first. No! Hallelujah! Hear that? The devil, even when you are saying, I'm telling you, well, you know, after I lost you, I'm just so tired. You know, just lay and the devil will sleep. Hear that? Amen. Stop being afraid. Even what you are weak. The name of Jesus. No. Come on, let us. On the sick and you are sick. Maybe you are sick. He says, no, let me be healed first. What is your problem? What is your problem? The Bible says the dry bones of Elisha. Elisha was dead though. Elisha was dead though. And there was a... They were going to bury somebody that had died.
And when they were going to bury the person, normal burial ceremony. What happened? Then you get this to believe. You are not in the world. The doctor, you guys need to sing this lesson. As they were going, they now saw in today's world, I'm not using today's world, they now saw Boko Haram people coming. Boko Haram. They just carried the sepulcher, the dead person that they were going to bury, they just threw the person in full and ran away. Unknowing for them, where they threw the dead person, the bones of Elijah that was long dead was there. The Bible says, dead bones, oh! Dead bones! As that dead body made contact with the dead bones of Elijah. The Bible says the dead body stood up and began to walk with them. Glory to God! Party! Party! Hallelujah! Turn to the dead. Party! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who got authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have authority. I have authority. And I use my authority. Amen. So you use the authority to get message, right? And then when you see the works of the devil, don't allow the works of the devil prosper 10 seconds nearly. Even 1 second. You are walking like, hey! Hallelujah. Amen. The works of the enemy will not try where I am. He will not try. Hallelujah. And I know that during recent meeting by Pastor Shegu recently, that is CCM, Charis Camp meeting. He said he's calling for power outreaches, right? Power outreaches, and I'm saying it here also. Before he said so, I've already said it in church. And this meeting is going to cause that kind of effect in our life. There is more power outreaches as we get to Akumba, power outreach. Get to Lasu, power outreach. Get to Kaduna, power outreach. Hallelujah, everywhere. You see the sick in your head. Hallelujah. The work of the enemy will not try 1 second again where you are. Amen. You don't need to cry about it. You don't need to be down about it. You speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you say Jesus, you expect a result. You expect a change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They will have power in the name of Jesus. You have power in the name of Jesus. See, the power is not coming from the sky though. No. It's Jesus' power. Amen? We sang it, who is powerful is Jesus. We sang it, right? Who is wonderful is Jesus. Who is the King of Kings? Who is the Lord of Lords? Who is powerful? Who is wonderful? Where is Jesus? Where is he? So that means my hands are his hands. Amen? My eyes are his eyes. Amen? Glory to God. His power is in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means if Jesus is alive and is living in me, that means I can do the work that he does. True. And he's going to do it. I'm not the one doing it. He's the one doing it through me. Amen? Amen? Amen. Jesus is carrying out his works through me. Hallelujah. The sick are healed. Hallelujah. The lame are walking. Blind will see their sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the mindset the believers should have. No wonder Peter and John on their way to the gate, to the temple, when they got to the gate, it's called beautiful. Peter saw that guy who is lame. And then, we couldn't walk. And Peter said, silver and gold are mine. For that which I have, I give thee. He said, in the name of Jesus, that which I have. What do you have? That which I have.
Hallelujah. There's something we have in abundance, the name of Jesus. What we have in abundance is the name of Jesus. The authority in the name, that which I have, I give. In the name of Jesus, come up and walk. And the guy stood up. Hallelujah. We have the name of Jesus. I have the name of Jesus. I'm not afraid to use the name of Jesus. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared to use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say something. Don't allow what you watch. That's why you have to watch what you watch and what you listen to. Amen? Well, what you watch, you think you are fighting demons. You know, somebody within your mind, where is your spiritual sword? You don't bring out the mind. Shoot. Yeah, sit down, you are fighting a DK. Yeah, you are fighting a DK. You are fighting what? You think it's Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter. And I'm using sword. How? No. Hallelujah. We are not liable with the devil. We're not liable. No. We're not liable with the devil. Amen. When we show up and we see his work, we ask him to leave. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Out. Hallelujah. Amen. Whenever you just to see someone. How many times we cast out demons? Well, we don't know. When you pray for a sick person, sickness is the workings of the devil. So when you pray for a sick person and lay hands on a sick person, you have casted out a demon. So you say, Satan, stop. Your power in this life, stop it. You know, you casted out the devil. And Satan understands authority. You don't know. He understands authority. Amen. Amen. Is that intelligent? He knows authority. He cannot be anxious. Amen. I got power. Say, I got power. I got power. Amen. Amen. Something else. Now, we got power for healing. Right? We got power to stop the works of the devil. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Among believers. The power of God is to tear us up amongst ourselves. Hallelujah. We can tear ourselves up with the power of God. We're going to get there shortly. Hallelujah. Hebrews, we will read. He says we'll come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Right? That's where we are. Amen. We are in the Spirit. We are in Christ. We are in God. Now what do we have? He said we are an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. Innumerable company of angels. We are there. That means when we are together, we can receive sight. When Jesus, okay, stop, hold first. I'm going to get there. Now, when Jesus comes to us in the new birth, when we get saved, remember we say we receive Jesus. Right? Receive Jesus. Right? We receive it. In the new birth. He lives in us. So when he came to us, he didn't come to us empty-handed. He came to us with his gift. Hallelujah. With his gift. So we have the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's called the gift of the Holy Ghost. I know the pastors have taught you that in the course of, in preparation for this mission. The gift of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12. There are 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. 9 gifts. Hallelujah. 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to major on revelation gift. The revelation gift. So he came with his gift. And part of those gifts, listen, in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, concerning spiritual prayer, I will not want to have you ignorant. Right? I will not have you ignorant. Let me start. 1 Corinthians 12. Okay, are you with me? It says in verse 3, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a cause. And no man can say Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Ghost. He said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but the same God that works all in all. That's the manifestations of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The manifestations of the Spirit. That is where you have the word phanero. Hallelujah. Phanero. from the same of perinosis. Now, that is what we call the bestowment, the giving of the Spirit, right? And I said the manifestation. When you see the exhibition. Amen. The exhibitions of the gift of the Spirit. It says it's given to everyone, not some. Everyone for profit. Hallelujah. So that means the gift of the Spirit that we'll receive in the new birth. Amen. Amen. Jesus came with it. He came with the Spirit. Hallelujah. So what we'll receive is a full package. Hallelujah. Complete package. So he said, it's for our good. Say for the profit of all. So that means the gift, the exhibition of the things of the Spirit is for our profit. Not for anybody to be guiding another person. No. It's not for selfishness, but it's for our profit. Hallelujah. So he now went to lift the knife. And he says, I'll put the revelation back. He says the one thing, it says the one is given the word of knowledge, right? The word of wisdom and the discerning of spirit. Discerning of spirit. Hallelujah. Discerning of spirit. And it's our profit. It's our profit. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, so that means discerning of spirit. It means we can come together like this and we see supernatural elements around us. We can come around and then our eyes are open to see. So that means part of what we receive is sight and sound. Sight. Hallelujah. That's what I wanted to say before. Sight of the supernatural. Glory to God. Sight of the supernatural. Many times you will see appearances like a fire. Cloud. Cloud. Amen. You can have, some of us have such manifestations yesterday. I saw it. I saw a lot of things yesterday. It reminded me of what happened years back around 2007, 2008 in our meeting. So what I did was, I called one of our CRC. So I called the person that said organize CRC this morning. This afternoon before coming up here. I called him. So we began to share. My friends in this. So we began to share. We began to just talk about CRC. I know how I can get the things of the Spirit rolling. So we began talking. So I began to share this experience that happened yesterday. You guys didn't see what I saw. Amen. I saw. I said, did you remember this? I said, it happened again. I saw it. I told him, I saw it. And then, he said some things about, he said, Reverend. Like I said, it's the first one to call me Reverend. That is the owner of the meeting taking over his meeting. I say, sure, sir. Say, the owner of the meeting has taken over the meeting. Amen? Amen? Sometimes we are taught that when people fall under the power, it is demon. It's not demon. It's not demon. It's not. Amen? It's already fall. It's a demon. Shoot it. I grew up that way. We go for meeting like that. And people fall under the power. They will carry all the children one time. And then I'll be saying, all of us will not have to. You just have to be saying one thing. Blood of Jesus. So that we too will not catch demons. It's not true. Amen? That is the power of God. Amen? Blood of Jesus. That the demon that is leaving those people will not enter you. What is your problem? Amen? So, I grew up with that thing. Thinking when anybody is on the floor, is the person is a demon, until I knew from scripture that I can fall under the path. And falling under the path, many times, you can have divine sight. Hallelujah. Revelation, things as it be. That's the power of God. It's for our profit. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. For our profit. So there are some things I can teach. I can't teach you the experience. Just like some people yesterday. The experience is. Hallelujah. I will have more experience tonight. Tonight, yeah. In less than 5 minutes, we'll have more experience. Eyes will be open. Hallelujah. Go over here to God. I shared with him, I said yesterday. Like never before. There's a way I usually... I don't like talking about it. I'm thinking we should go offline. I don't know how to talk about this, but well, it's alright. So, felt the power of God like fire yesterday, burning through your head. I felt it in different forms that I have never done in a long time. In different forms. You know, as if all of them were just summed up in one. I was explaining to my friend, I said, see, this is what happened. You remember that time we used to say, I said, everything happened as it goes. As it goes. And I now said, I have called for people who were now having the same experience. And he said, and some people raised their hands. He said, that is it. Fact. He said, that is it. Amen. 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 You could have such. Amen. Different experience is the power of God. I remember one time like that. I was praying and praying and praying. My eyes were closed. Praying. I don't like sharing experience and putting it online. I'm not comfortable right now. But they're just watching me. Amen. So, I was praying and praying. And when I opened my eyes were closed. When I opened my eyes, it was like, see, I was having eye problems. My eyes were burning like fire. Because I had to do one thing, I ran to him. This was like 27. I ran to him and said, my eyes are burning like fire. And I was telling my eyes, I said, let me see. And I showed him my eyes, he fell under the power. I said, look at it, he fell under the power. That was when I knew this is the power of God, 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 this is the power of God. Hallelujah. I knew this is the power of God. Amen. So what I did, I went to another of my friends, Jeremiah. I said, Jeremiah, look at my eyes. I fell under the power. And what did he see? He said, as he looked at my eyes, fire is like, so as if fire got into his eyes. I said, yeah, that's the power. Hallelujah. I had all those things summed up yesterday. Hallelujah. I'm feeling it burning all over me right now. Hallelujah. Amen. We can have such experience. Hallelujah. We have such experience where people will just fall under the power. And they are suspended. They can't even move. The room will just be frozen where they are. They can't even move. And then they will see their eyes open to see. I showed us something yesterday from Elisha's servants. They came to catch Elisha. And Elisha was calm. And the servant was worried. They were surrounded. And Elisha said, he that is with us is more than he that is with them. I said, how? Then Elisha prayed. And said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Amen. Amen. And the Lord opened his eyes. And he saw. He saw chariots of fire. He said, he that is with us is more. Amen. Amen. There are supernatural beings here. Yeah. God is there. Yeah. Amen. God is there. Yeah. Amen. And you have appearances like a fire. He's here. He's here. Power is here. God is here. God is here. Hallelujah. And then too. The power of God fills you. Amen. The power of God fills you. It's our prophet. Amen. So that means I could hold hands with each other, with another person, and then there will be a transmission of power. What happens? See, many times when you come for meetings like this, let me tell you what happens. The problem is that people don't pay attention. Many times when you come for meetings like this, there are points where you are deficient. Hallelujah. When you are deficient on some things in your life, maybe you are struggling in one part of your life, maybe you have issues with bad habits and some things, and then you come for a meeting like this, and all of a sudden you stop doing that bad habit without even knowing. What happened that in that meeting, your deficiency was substituted. Hallelujah. So when you come for meetings like this, be conscious of it. Amen. Sometimes they will tell you, you have to do this therapy, to do this, to stop this, but just being around in a believer's meeting, those deficiencies will be gone. Maybe you are this one that you don't already, your prayer life is going down. Prayer life is dropping. You know. Amen. Pastor, have you prayed today? Say, I prayed. How many minutes? You say 1 hour. When that's in your heart, you know it was not up to 20 minutes. I am gone. You know that is a problem. You need fire on that altar. Amen? You need what? Fire on that altar. And how can you catch that fire? In this place though. Amen? Oh, hold hands like that. Kaba. Amen? Then God is called that substitution. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you, when you live here, there are some people that are in your life that God has not planned for them to be in your life. That's the prayer I pray. When we came for this, I say, as many that are coming for this place.
Amen. That will be around for this conference. That will be around for this conference. That at the end of this conference, men and women that are not planted in their lives will be caught up. Because I understand the power of influence. Your friends, whether you like it or not, have influence over your life. So that's part of the prayer I pray. That their lives will be on fire for the gospel. So if it is man or friend, you know, you can leave this conference and some people stop talking to you. Do not try to make them talk back to you. God has done it that way. And I can be without that being reconciliation. What have I done now? Come on! Hallelujah! In this meeting, they will discuss substitution. Hallelujah! Your weakness is being exchanged for strength. It's being exchanged for strength. Hallelujah! Some of you have never prayed 20 hours before. But after this meeting, you will catch that fire. Hallelujah! You begin to pray like never before. Hallelujah! Some people, maybe before now, you always scared of being evangelist. Let's not be evangelist. You'll be staying at the back. But after this meeting, with fire shot up in your pool. Hallelujah! As you are going up, you are doing Hallelujah! You are taking street upon street, houses upon houses. There's fire culture, Hallelujah! Amen! That's what I'm talking about in this place. Somebody will say, there was a guy that visited us from Kano, and he attended one of our fears. When he went back, they began to ask him, did you go to see Pope in Lagos? There was something in court. When he was leaving, they didn't know him to know the word, but he came back. I was doing evangelism. He was doing evangelism, he was laying head. They said, who did you go to see in Lagos? He caught fire from CRC. That is why CRC, Charismatic Renewal Conference. You will burn like never before. Men will see you on Monday. They will see you after meeting tomorrow. They will say, where did you go to? Where did you go to? There's something we are catching from here. Hallelujah! We can catch it. We can catch it. Amen. Amen. Hold hands. Hold hands to someone. There's something to catch. There's something to catch. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's something to catch. We are in this room. We are in this place. We are in this room. We are in this place. We're in God's reign. There's a reign. There's an appointment tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, something is happening. Amen. See, we can all have. Glory to God. We're not doing showmanship yet. Don't show people. But things will happen. Amen. Glory to God. If you feel you are being distracted by this, cameraman is not a place in the kingdom of God. Oh, go and catch fire. People online should come for me. Amen. We're talking about our life here. Amen. Some things are not meant for online. Some things are real fire. Real fire. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, as you are here, as we are holding hands, something is being transmitted. My life is not remaining the same. There are some things I cannot explain, but I know something is happening. There's an exchange. There's an exchange. And it's the power of God. You see, we can begin to have the same move, similar flow of the Spirit. This similar move in similar direction. Like everybody just having their hands bump with power. Their body moving with power. It will be more like this. Like an electric current is happening. We can have that. We can have that. There's an outpouring. There's an outpouring. There's an outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord in our midst. We prayed about it. And we are seeing 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 it.
And we are sealed. And we are sealed. And we are sealed.